Hello everyone, Kenji here, and I see from my board here, there are some of you that I know that are on the phone for tonight's call, so thank you very much for that. Okay, so we are going to go into a very deep level today. All right, so comedy team is here. They want you to put on your space boots, your helmet, your elbow pads, your knee pads, your wrist pads, your cosmic watch, your goggles, and your butt pad, because you might fall over in your butt tonight, which would be a good thing, actually. Okay, so let's get settled. We're going to invite your pets to listen to this activation tonight. Not necessarily receive it, but they can take some notes. Doggy notes and kitty notes. I know Pearl is on the call, so Pearl will definitely end up on her back with her hind legs facing towards the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And probably her eyes twitching and her mouth making some movements and all of that. And Isis, I don't know if Isis has been around these days, but we'll call in Isis, the kitty, for the Isis zone for the cats. Okay, since many of us, a high percentage, were raised, we didn't necessarily believe it, but we were raised in the Catholic tradition or the Protestant or the Methodist or the Baptist tradition, because that's where our parents were at. And definitely that's where probably their parents were at for sure. And of course, there are other religions that do mention Jesus in some form. And there are the esoteric books that were written, taken from the Akashic records, that explain the travels of Jesus after, well, before and after the so-called crucifixion. And this being was also mentioned in the Arantia book. I'm not so sure about the Keys of Enoch, but just for your reference. Okay, so we're going to call in your team. And we're going to call in those members of your team, your council, that have a deep connection with Yahshua and Mother Mary. And we're going to call in all those from the angelic realms that work with the Christ presence, that work with the higher self of Jesus, Yeshua. So Yeshua was more of his Aramaic name. Jesus was a more, I would say, adopted name, I mean, that people put on him. But he was known as Yeshua ben Joseph. And let's see here, where shall we begin? Today he's also perhaps known in a more group collective consciousness as Sananda. And his teacher, Yeshua's teacher today, is being called Maitreya. And he works with the Council of Nine. And yes, he is on an evolutionary path. Yes, he is known as a son of God. But remember, he came and said, that's what you are too, and I'm here to remind you that you are, actually, he was referring metaphysically, sun, S-U-N, that bright light, right? Great central sun, Christos energy. So he was trying to help humanity back then in just elevating their awareness into the more non-physical realms. Yeshua had disciples. he had, shall we, I don't like this term, but he had an inner circle of 24, 12 male and 12 female. And he also had another circle of 70. And I am sure each one of you that is on this call or will hear this call was here back then. So he is reminding you that he is here again from an inward within sense to remind you of the teachings. He's not going to tell you anything that you already don't know. Okay, so let's make sure the spine is open and receptive. You're going to make your anchoring with the Earth Mother. You're going to call in your inner child, your guardian angel or angels. And of course, we called in your team already, your guides. You're going to call in your soul group to receive. And any of your ancestors that are ready to hear a different version of Yeshua and Mary. Because maybe the old system is not working for them on that level where they are, whether they're here or on the other side. Because we do carry our belief systems with us. So if it's not quite working out according to plan, we invite you to stay tuned, channel 77 on your FM radio. Okay, coming out of Sedona, Arizona. Comedy team's got to be here because this is some heavy-duty stuff we're getting into. We're getting into the church teachings. So we're going to ask that you bring forth from your memory, from your unconscious, from your subconscious, all the teachings that you were given that are incorrect or not true. In other words, we only want to receive that from the word of Yeshua when he was here. Well, and right now. And everything else can be discarded. So it's not someone's interpretation of what he is saying, right? So we want to bring up all of the contradictory teachings that were projected to you as a little child in or around the church. It could have come through your parents as well. And this could also be metaphysical teachings from your parents that are not correct or not true, at least for you. So Yeshua did teach about equality. He was a woman's liberator for sure. The reason why they took out all of the female disciples was because they didn't want, obviously, women to have the equal power with men back in those days, right? Because it was a male-dominated society and also governed by war and the military. Just like today, folks. Replay from a long time ago. Okay, breathe. So you're going to open up your knowing, your crown chakra, activating your pineal gland. Take a deep breath into the solar plexus. So we want to trigger a deep in, your survival chakra and your solar plexus chakra. Misinformation about Yeshua. And we will share some things that may really tweak you in a very odd way. This will be good. So if you get anywhere upset from this call, well, that's a positive. Okay. Now, here's the big one. So you've got to put on your seatbelts for this one. And we're going to phrase it in the common terminology. Jesus did not die on the cross and did not die for you and your sins. He was not crucified because of you. He was not crucified because he was trying to save you from your sins and your ignorance. So if Yeshua did not physically go on the cross, then that whole crucifixion story is a myth and not a very good one. So breathe deeply. It could have been a holographic projection from some spiritual place in the cosmos to where it appeared that Yeshua died on the cross and ascended and or appeared to be buried in a cave and then not there in the cave to fulfill the prophecy of the Jewish people. And of course, you know, they denied that. And so now they're still suffering and will continue to suffer because they will wait a very long time for a Messiah to show up. That's not going to show up, at least not a true one. So take a deep breath. So if he did not die on the cross, then what happened to him? Well, we do know that he and Mary Magdalene traveled and taught all over the place. France, India, Tibet, China. And he was known by various names in the indigenous cultures. So let's call in the spirit and the presence of Yeshua ben Joseph, or however you want to call him. So we're going to release from our field all connection right now or alignment with tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, the church teachings, your emotional body, and your intellect. Okay, breathe deeply. So, if this one Yeshua came not only to teach, but to study as a Son of God, S-U-N, representing the great central sun, and if he came to teach about equality and compassion, and about how not to judge, there are a few things that the Bible wrote down that are correct. So remember in the Bible about judging not and about the kingdom is within you and that all that ye see that I do, you can also do and will do. Referring to this day and age. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Love the one God. His teachings were very simple. So really the story behind the loaves and the fishes, we want you to access that knowing, that knowledge within you. What is the real meaning, the symbology behind that? As well as walking on the water. And it is true that he taught fishermen to fish better rather than to catch fish and to feed them fish. His whole thing was about teaching people to be self-reliant. Yes, he was a freedom fighter. He did teach about freedom. But remember he said, the freedom is within, not without. Okay, breathing deeply. So usually Yeshua comes with an entourage, shall we say. So a group of beings. So you want to tap into that. Yeshua brings wisdom. And he brings compassion. And he brings forgiveness as his tools to help us to move out of the matrix of suffering. Breathing deeply. Now he wants you to imagine that your third eye center, your Ajna center, is really wide open and functioning correctly right now. And that somewhere from the rear part of your brain, you are seeing clairvoyantly what we are presenting vibrationally. Mary Magdalene is here. She's sort of slightly in the background. She also represents the Divine Feminine. Yeshua, back then, was part of several brotherhoods, one being the Essene Brotherhood that came out of the Sinai Peninsula and the desert. He was also part of the Druid tradition that came out of England and France. They were much misunderstood, and there's a lot of misinformation about them. So it is true that Yeshua is coming back, the return of the Christ, but it is within. The return is within. And as you are reborn, you will begin to see and know his presence more deeply. For he does represent also rebirth. Resurrection. And, of course, ascension. So on the mount where people had visions of Yeshua, yes, he was showing them the higher levels of the light body configuration, the ascension body, or whatever you want to call it, as a glimpse of what is possible. But the people gave away their power. So breathe deeply and find out within where you gave away your power to this beautiful being that we call Yeshua or the Christ. Where you gave up some level of your self-empowerment because you saw him as an incarnation of God. When he was showing you that all is an incarnation of God. Breathe deeply. We want you to feel where you gave away your power to the church as a little kid, or even as a preteen, adolescent. And where you were abused in the church. In some form or other, could it be verbal abuse, physical abuse, like the slap on the hands, because you're not doing it right? So Yeshua wants to bring forth right now, we're going to go in a little bit of a silence, the true baptism that the church was trying to emulate, but the true baptism that symbolically John did with Yeshua in the river. So whatever you're experiencing, you just simply go with the flow. And Yeshua may pass to you the torch, symbolically, of which the meaning is for you to access within yourself. So if he is passing the torch to you, take it. It is your right to be a light bearer. Not for him, but for Prime Source. Whatever emotions are coming forth, just simply allow it. And Yeshua works with the brotherhood and the sisterhood of light, called the hierarchy. Now, if you're ready also to receive a healing through this one, simply ask. And feel that vibration in your physical body. Let it go deep into all those places where you have been afraid to trust. Let it go very deep into all your fears and worries of not being loved, not being acknowledged, not being forgiven, not being good enough. Let it go into all those places where you have felt, I cannot fit in, and I'm too weird, and nobody loves me. And I'm just simply not beautiful enough, nor smart enough. Allow Yeshua to show you the truth. Of who and what you really are. Okay, just let everything settle in. Let it run in the background. And we're going to shift our focus now to Mother Mary. And again, we're going to ask you to dig really deep into your unconscious to bring up all the misconception misconceptions about Mother Mary and who she is, who she was. And she wants you to know, as a divine feminine representation, that what the Bible talked about and the religious scholars about the Immaculate Conception is not quite accurate. And what she's saying is, and what she wants to share with all women, well, men too. So if the body-mind carries no judgments, is free of all fear. In other words, if the emotional body and the mental body are very clear and balanced and not containing any kind of contaminated philosophies, then children, the incoming beings, can be born immaculately. So without sin. That's kind of a simplistic phraseology, but you understand. And since there is no sin, really, so she wants you to know that even though the church believes very deeply in their consciousness that everyone on the planet that has ever been born was born in sin, and that they have to look to a savior in order to be saved from their sins. She wants you to know that that's absolutely incorrect. So for your inner child to really get that, that nobody is born in sin or through sin and has to repent in order to be saved and go to heaven when they die. And of course, the whole thing of the one life is completely erroneous, as you know. And that women giving birth do not have to bear the birthing process and any level of pain or discomfort. Rather, it can be the most ecstatic experience of the body, mind, and the soul. Same applies to the transition we call death. And Mary says, today, it is time to let go of your fear of healing and what that might represent for you in your life. To let go of the fear of completely waking up and being alive. You will not be killed. You will not be buried. You will not be suffocated. You will not be burned. You will not have to die physically. To be the free spirit that you are. And she is saying that the greatest faith is the faith in your soul and in the power of God to work miracles through you. and that to be an example of the guiding light for those in darkness, that is your natural calling. All is forgiven. You have not sinned. You will not go to purgatory or hell when your physical body makes transition. You will not be punished by Source ever. You will not have to repent. So she wants your inner child aspect to really know that part. And that women can be as strong as they choose to be, not physically and not through macho personality, but to hold the strength that can move mountains. The strength that can withstand any and all storms, emotional storms within humanity. And that kindness and gentleness are powerful healers. Powerful healers. And she wants you all to know that, yes, she was teaching 2,000 years ago to Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, the disciples, not so much to the so-called common folks, but more to the inner circle. And she was like an oracle in a way, where she was able to embody the channeling aspects very naturally. And that she does appear to humanity from time to time. And she's constantly working in a healing capacity for all those that have made transition very suddenly, like through wars and accidents and suicide, where they go suddenly without preparation, without saying goodbye to their family and friends and kids and parents. She works with those souls to help bring comfort to the psychic scars. Breathing deeply. She says it is time to let go of your fear of being fully empowered and embodied. They will not kill you. They will not put you in prison. She says, the reason why you suffer is because you are not fully embodying that which you know you want to embody without fear. She says, speaking the truth will set you free. Being truthful will keep you free. Free emotionally. from worry. And she wants all women, especially the young women on the planet right now, who suffer from low self-esteem, who suffer in their loneliness, who suffer because they don't believe in themselves, to all those women who do not know consciously what their life is about and where they are going, she wants all of these young women to know that all they need to do to get connected is to sit down and pray. Pray to the soul within, to the Lord God of your being. Guide me. Show me the way. Show me how love works. Show me my next step. And then Yeshua could come in and give you some inspiration through visions of how to take your next step. Can give you ideas. Mary says, when you go to sleep at night, to imagine that she, as a representative of divine feminine consciousness, is cradling you in her arms and gently rocking you to sleep. And these are for all the young women who have insomnia, restless leg syndrome, can't shut off the brain. And Mary works with all babies, especially when they are sleeping. And Mother Mary has a garden on the inner plains, it's called Mother Mary's Garden or Mary's Garden, where only little kids, i.e. your inner child, and your pets are allowed. No grown-ups there. Just little kids and pets. And Mary's Garden is, well, indescribable. It is a place where little kids can come to not only heal, but to play and to fly and to do all those things that they're not allowed to do here on earth. They can do that there in Mary's garden and meet other wondrous kids and pets. It is a very fun place. So all are welcome. All pets, all inner childs are welcome. Just simply call forth the two little baby angels, as we call them, and they will help escort your inner kid to Mary's garden. And they can stay there for as long as they want, all night long if they want to, during nap time. So again, to finish up on the Immaculate Conception idea, it's having no sense of sin in your consciousness. That's the immaculate process. Does it mean one's perfect, whatever that means? It just means the emotional body and the mental body are free of debris. Free of stuff, as we say, no issues. And yes, you can choose to do it vibrationally or the physical act. And Mother Mary wants to know that love is a beautiful thing. Physical love is a beautiful thing and should be honored and respected. And that it too can be a doorway to cosmic consciousness. So Mary's going to send forth a transmission right now to heal your intimacy issues, whatever they may be, big, a little bit, medium, all issues having to do with intimacy with another body, with another person, with another being. So we'll give you a few moments to really tap in and receive this transmission. Now allow the presence of Mary to be in your heart. Let her fully in so that you can experience her vibration and presence. Allow her presence to go deep into your womb, into your organs of reproduction, deep into the base chakra, the sacral chakra, and parts of your solar plexus, third chakra. To include your bladder. We're going to bring in the angels, the healing angels that work with Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene. Now Yeshua's going to come forth again. Open up your mind, all levels of your mental body, all levels of your brain. Open up and receive Yeshua's presence and vibration deep within your mind and your brain. And feel the rainbow bridge being built between your mind and your heart through your throat. You're going to call forth all of the masters, all of the ascended beings that work with Yeshua in his mission here for humanity. Receive them very deeply. Building the rainbow bridge through your body. Bridging the wisdom and the love. Into compassion and forgiveness. See the sacred fire blazing within your heart center. Okay, we're going to take a deep breath and focus back into the physicality of the earth and your physical space. Holding these beautiful frequencies, these beautiful rays of light. Okay, we're coming back more alert, more awake, more alive and more of who we are. Feeling the bottoms of your feet, palms of your hands, feeling your forehead, the base of your skull. Feeling the space around your body. Okay, and as you come back, you're going to remember this inner journey and all levels within this journey in right time and divine timing and right place. Allow this activation to continue to run in the background. And know that you will get the uploads and the downloads from Yeshua and Mary as needed. And as doorways open for you, it shall be given. It, referring to your next step. As you are ready, the doorway opens. And it is given according to your belief and trust in self. So give yourself permission to fully embody over time this activation and this transmission from the realms of light and love. Yeshua says, be brave. And Mary says, all is forgiven. And they encourage you to march forward. Hang your head high. Be proud of yourself for the fact that you came here to help in these great times of change. They want you to know that your efforts have been recognized by the Brotherhood and the angels. And that you are loved and supported each step of the way, knowing all is well. And they both say, be beautiful. So that's your mantra for the month. Be beautiful. So until next time, blessings as always. Keep the faith. Keep on trucking and journey well.